I'm Todd Morris with Mission Network News. Sometimes the ideas that we take for granted can change the lives of someone who's never heard them before. According to China Partners' Eric Berkland, that's the case with many Chinese students when they heard that they have a purpose and are loved.
So this concept that God created me with value was a new finding for the students. And so some of these principles that we're learning of their response is what we want to use in our curriculum for small group ministries.
The new curriculum will target young people, the future leaders of the church in China. Please pray for the new program, and if you want to learn more, we'll connect you at missionnews.org. And there are a few places that require new creative ways to minister, like Papua New Guinea. It's got everything from tough terrain to widespread people groups. But Bruce Smith of Wycliffe Associates says the hardest challenge of all is the language barrier.
About 500 out of those 800 are still needing God's Word to start translation. So just a huge task ahead from the vantage point of Bible translation.
Wycliffe Associates is providing resources, guidance, and training for local language speakers so they can translate the scriptures for themselves.
This new process of mass that's emerging around the world, it's really spreading quite virally among the church, so that globally this past 10 months we've seen 275 languages begin Bible translation for the very first time.
If you want to find out exactly how easy it is to get involved, we'll connect you with a link at our website. Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. Would you like to get a tool to help you pray for our world more effectively? Well, get our free e-news delivered every morning. The daily emails feature stories on current events, plus the gospel connections, action points, links, photos, and more. You can also look into One Way's Prayer Cast outreach, including resources to awaken hearts and create a deeper understanding of prayer. Again, that's at missionnews.org. I'm Todd Morris.